Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dr. Dave, and you're listening to Success Made Simple, and welcome to 2019, a brand new year. You know, starting today, we have 364 brand new unblemished days. Gifts, 364 gifts ahead of us this year. What are you going to do with the gift of days? Will you grow stronger physically, emotionally? Will you start a new business? Will you take steps toward your dreams? Well, this year, we have an exciting plan for Success Made Simple, and I want to share this podcast with you. I want you to share it with someone else who you know needs to hear it. You have someone in your life that has great promise, that has great potential. They're just not living up to it right now. You have someone who seems a little lost these days and is needing some direction. You know someone who's on track and could just use some tips, some wisdom, some principles and encouragement that come from others who are running in the same lane. Any of those people, share this podcast. Screenshot it. Tell them to go sign up so they get it every week right to their inbox. Or, of course, it's always on iTunes and all the other platforms as well. And then on Instagram, find me on there. Follow me at Dr. Dave Martin, and I'll be giving daily coaching tips and a few jokes and a picture of myself, a selfie or something every now and then. So make sure you do that as well. Hey, I believe this is a great time to be alive. There's so much opportunity in the world and so many areas that you can explore. This year on Success Made Simple, we're going to name it the year of 2020 vision. You say 2020, that's next year. There's 364 days before 2020. And here's the thing. It's time to make a difference, to make a statement, to make a change, to make plans. 364 days we have to do this. It's time to make the life you want. And this year, we're going to work on preparing ourselves for our 2020 vision. And I'm going to have some interviews with some industry influencers and leaders, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and with people who will inspire you to think bigger, to think differently. Then I'm going to give you some steps for how to turn those thoughts and ideas into a workable plan for your life. Success is not a secret. It's not a mystery. It's not just an idea for someone else. Success is an opportunity for every one of us. And I want to help you find the success in your life that you desire. That's why we do this every single week. Success Made Simple. That's why I take the time. It's one way that we can provide information to you so that you can build the future right now that only you could imagine. So today, let's start right here. Let's start for you. 2020 vision. Now, you got to have a goal. You got to have a goal. You got to know where you're going. You got to have an idea. You got to have a dream. Think about it. Do you have a vision or a plan for your life? I was recently talking to a man who will be 86 in just a few weeks. And during our conversation, he said, if I had my life to live over again, there's a few changes I would make. I wouldn't change any of my big decisions. I wouldn't even change any of my medium decisions. When he said that, I wondered how many people could say that. I wouldn't change my big decisions. Let's do a quick assessment. I want you to take a piece of paper, or you can use your computer or the notes section on your phone, whatever. And I'm going to ask you five questions I want you to answer. Now, if you have a life plan, these questions will reinforce your purpose. That's what it'll serve to do. If you're unclear about where you're headed in life, these questions will provide a few guide rails to get you started on the right path. All right, here we go. Question number one. If you were 18 years old again today, you could start over knowing everything you know right now. What career path would you choose? If you were 18 years old again today, you could start over knowing everything that you know. What career path would you choose? Now, let's just focus on work for a minute. If you could start over, would you change your career? Most people would. Studies show that only 27% of people who graduate from university with a bachelor's degree are actually working in the field of study. In addition, the Bureau of Labor Statistics report that people make an average of 12 job changes in their career. So for a variety of reasons, people are not happy doing what they are doing. And they're not happy where they are doing it. If given a clear slate, what would you do? Number two, if you never had to be concerned about paying the bills, if money weren't an issue at all, what would you do every day? If you didn't have to think about bills or money, what would you do every day? Now, this takes the first question a bit further because you have chosen your do-over career based on how much it pays. You may have decided that money rules and your work time and effort needs to be spent receiving the maximum compensation. And yes, money is important, but let's set that aside for a minute. If money were not a factor, what would you most want to spend your work day doing? Your first thought might be that if you were independently wealthy, you just sleep, look for entertainment all day. But as much as you think you'd love doing that for a time, maybe you would, but it wouldn't last. I think about that sometimes. I'd like to just stop. I've been running hard this past year. I spoke 337 times to over 500,000 people, traveled around the globe 8.5 times. I want to just go sit on the beach somewhere. I'm done. But I know that wouldn't last long. I got to do something. My drive inside of me, I was created for purpose outside of myself. So what would you do if the pay scale was not in place? I know doctors who would still do everything in their power to help people heal, even if they did not get paid. I know teachers who would teach, preachers who would preach, tech guys who would solve tech problems. But I also know people who would run orphanages, who would create art, who would work on inventions. What about you? This question, if answered with complete honesty, will tell you a lot about yourself. Question number three. If someone gave you a blank check and said, go make a difference in your part of the world, where would you start? Question number three. If someone gave you a blank check and said, go make a difference, where would you start? A few years ago, I heard a question that stuck with me and impacted the way I think. And it was this: if all your dreams came true, would it change the world or just yours? Wow. As you're working toward a life vision, I'm asking you to consider the same question. If your dream is your dream bigger than just you? What is there in your world that would change? This is not really about a career. This is about your mission or your ministry. Let me give you an example. Reader's Digest shared this story. It's Tuesday, 9 a.m. Dressed in an authentic World War II Army uniform and with her hair coiled in a 1940s era Liberty roll, Judy Gaskin sits at a baby grand piano in the lobby of the Veteran Administration Hospital in Portland, Oregon. She begins with the songs from five military branches and then turns to smile at the patients waiting for their appointments. Any requests, she says. For 12 years, she has played patriotic tunes and American classics. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a favorite, while wearing her late father's ribbons and patches on her jacket. He was in the Army Air Corps in World War II. She looks forward to playing at the VA, too much to consider stopping. Other than raising my son, there's nothing I've done that I like more than this, she said. It's so rewarding to see the light in people's eyes when they hear their song. You see, you may not even need that blank check to start following your dream and impacting your world. Where would you start? Number four, what is the one thing you do best, or where are you the most gifted? You have a talent. You may not even think of it as a talent, but there is something you do that is exceptional. Are you a good listener? Do you have the ability to get people to reach an agreement? Can you get an animal to calm down when other people give up? Are you a wonderful event or party planner? Do people follow you naturally, just follow you? Can you organize an exceptional closet or a pantry? Do you tell fascinating stories? Can you show someone how to do something with clear instructions and with patience? Are you a craftsman? Can you manage an office well? Are you a gifted cook? What do you do best? And the follow-up question is number five. What is the one thing that gives you the most satisfaction? Or where are you most fulfilled? Sometimes this is in your area of talent, but sometimes it's not. Do you know someone who was a gifted athlete in school, but who was so fulfilled, but was not fulfilled by playing the sport? I had a friend, great football player, but wasn't really fulfilled, didn't care about it. Once he got out of school, he didn't even try to want to go to high school to college and play. Wasn't his passion. It happens all the time. There can be many things that you do that are not necessarily satisfying. But where do you find fulfillment? What is it that you do that causes you to be completely pleased with your day's work, even if you're dog tired at the end of the day? Or even if you have sacrificed your extra money to do it, or even if you had to give up something for it, whatever it is, that is your one thing. That one thing has value for you. What do you do that brings you joy? Now, I want you to look back over the list, those five questions. Have your thoughts been directed down a path? Are you considering something new, or do you perhaps feel validated in a path that you've considered? Wherever you find yourself, I encourage you to continue to explore that path and begin to create a vision statement for your life. This is our starting point in the year of 2020 vision. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the three people you need with you on your journey. And we'll discuss how 2020 vision will promote your success and dramatically help make the rest of your life the best of your life. 2020 vision. This year, we're going to prepare ourselves for 2020. Everything we do is going to help us to grow for that 2020 vision. This is going to be an exceptional year. It can't help but get better, because we're going to help you get better right here on Success Made Simple. Make sure you share this with your friends and tell them to join us this year on Success Made Simple. We are preparing ourselves, our minds, our attitudes, our health for greater success. Hey, I'd like to say a special thank you to Harley Davidson Motorcycles. Harley Davidson is a company with a clear vision, and their dedication is setting the gold standard. Harley stands for independence and authenticity. And the time I spend on my Harley gives me the chance to think, to relax, and to enjoy the great outdoors. But my bike also gives me a connection with other Harley riders all over the world. For 115 years, Harley Davidson has been uniting people who seek adventure and who love the freedom of the open road. There's nothing like riding a Harley. Hey, visit a Harley-Davidson dealership near you or harleydavidson.com and get your Harley needs met. Whether it's clothes or whether it's a bike, get something. Get something that's going to help. You're gonna enjoy. How cool is a Harley-Davidson? Hey, I hope you have had an amazing start to the year. I know we're just a couple days in, but I believe that this could be your best year yet. So let's do this together. All right. Love you. God bless you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be in your life, and I'm so happy you're in my life. I really want to connect and build our community this year through Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.